Four questions that every human being will wrestle with at some time in their lives. How we answer these questions will determine our destiny on this planet. 1. Who am I? What is my authentic identity? 2. What's important to me? What are my values, my gifts, and my passions? 3. Why am I here? What is my purpose or mission in life? 4. Where am I going? What is my vision of my future? Of all people on the earth, the true followers of Christ should have these questions answered. Yet so many of us are running to and fro, searching for the answers in all the wrong places. The answers really reside within us, in our hearts. Romans 10:8. Just as our natural bodies have a cellular DNA that acts as a blueprint for us physically, there is another kind of DNA that acts as a blueprint for our spiritual lives. Understanding the blueprint that God has given us personally and corporately helps answer these questions, and it also helps clear up a lot of peripheral issues and gives you confidence and security to set your heart and mind in a specific direction. Knowing this is who and what God created you for. Several years ago, the Lord spoke to me. Find out what is in your heart and do that. He could have just as well said, find out what your spiritual DNA is and be true to that. At that time in my life, I had pretty much lost touch with the answer to those four questions, and I had gotten tired of the life I was living and the fruit of my efforts. I had allowed other people and influences to answer those questions for me, but in the end, it was just not the real me. It was not what was in my heart. Looking back, I now realize it was the first time in my life that God had given me the green light to be and build on the outside of me what was truly inside of me. From that moment, my life began to change. It has been richer spiritually and continues to unfold and develop as the Lord reveals more and more of His blueprint for my life. I am a lot more fulfilled now than I ever have been. It is the way to live the abundant life that Jesus promised. John 10:10. Psalm 145:4. One generation shall praise your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts. I was born again during a revival in the 1970s. In my early Christian life, I was part of a church that experienced a sustained move of God for years. We sat under the ministry of people who had been touched by the Welsh revival, the Hebrides revival, Azusa Street revival, the Latter Rain Healing Revival, and the Charismatic Movement. It was almost 10 years before I found myself in a time where there was not some type of ongoing move of God. I didn't know how to act at first. The wilderness years are valuable and serve a purpose, but we are not meant to live our lives in the wilderness. I do not live in my past, but I value my spiritual roots as they hold some of the answers to life's four questions. I have experienced many other moves of God since my early years, and they have all served to further unfold His blueprint for my life. We all must choose to be true to who He created us to be and do. Apart from that, we have nothing to truly offer others. And the emerging generations will suffer loss of the treasures that were passed down to us. Judges 2:7-10. Many blessings. Byron Wicker.